You'd think a $300 billion company would be unstoppable, but ByteDance, the parent company of TikTok, is completely stuck.
The Chinese Communist Party is engaged in psychological warfare.
There are more than 150 million Americans who love our platform.
They can't IPO, they can't cash out, and they can't escape the US-China standoff. How did we get here? What can ByteDance even do? As it turns out, they've discovered a loophole and may not need to IPO after all. This is Zhang Yiming, and in this modest apartment, he founded ByteDance, and here they made their first big hit, Neihan Duanzi. Purely based on the icon, you can probably guess what this app is about. Neihan Duanzi was essentially a big meme-sharing app, and the name means profound gags or subtle jokes, and it quickly caught on. It soon had over 200 million signups. Then ByteDance launched another app, Taotiao. This was a more serious news platform, and it grew even bigger. It quickly passed 120 million daily active users and 260 million monthly active users. Neihan Duanzi and Taotiao were exploding, with the latter now being the biggest newsfeed app in China. And soon, VC investors were looking at ByteDance with a lot of interest. And it wasn't just for their users. ByteDance had a secret weapon, a highly complex, highly effective recommendation algorithm. But there was also a problem. While Taotiao was the clean, respectable news app which investors liked, not everyone was a fan of Neihan Duanzi. It featured a lot of vulgar content and was attracting ByteDance unwanted attention from the CCP. Unfortunately, the app was permanently shut down in April 2018. Yet, not all hope was lost. What made ByteDance seem so valuable wasn't their user count, but their algorithm. It's why both of their apps skyrocketed in users. ByteDance was starting to look like a big player, and Zhang Yiming, one of China's richest entrepreneurs. But that was nothing compared to what was around the corner. In September 2016, ByteDance released an app called Douyin in China, and you probably recognize the logo. This was TikTok, at least the first version of it. By mid-2020, TikTok had become the world's most downloaded app, but not just in China. It was exploding in the US, and soon over 170 million Americans were using TikTok every month. ByteDance's valuation quickly rose into the hundreds of millions. Then, more trouble. Their previous hit was banned by the Chinese government, but now, the other side of the world did the same. Most of us know the battle between ByteDance and the US government over TikTok, but there's something unique about this case. The US is known to be suspicious of Chinese companies. Just look at China Oceanwide or Huawei. But ByteDance was a little different. Instead of just banning TikTok, Congress told them to sell it. Sell the US operations to an approved buyer, ideally a US company. But there's also another complication. TikTok was the international Douyin, which launched outside of China in 2017. Then ByteDance bought another app, a US one called Musical.ly, a dance and lip-syncing vertical video app. TikTok didn't have many users, but Musical.ly had millions and was growing fast. So ByteDance bought the app and merged it into TikTok. Why does this matter? Well, these companies never informed the CFIUS or the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States of the sale or sought clearance. This was a huge red flag. So, when TikTok began exploding, the US government took a closer look and realized what happened. There was the risk of user data being sent to China, but another big concern was censorship and even propaganda by the CCP. There were reports of the Chinese government censoring TikToks about Tiananmen Square, Hong Kong, and the Taiwan election. And it's not too big a stretch to believe either, given how the CCP censors information in China and even in their other Chinese products like DeepSeek. TikTok of course denied this, but employee interviews and leaks seemed to confirm it. Then, after many months of hearings, debates, and bureaucracy, the House voted 352-65 for a TikTok ban. In Congress, Democrats voted 46-2 and Republicans 31-15 in favor of the ban. Both sides of the aisle agreed that TikTok had to go. Congress gave ByteDance the ultimatum, sell TikTok or have it banned, which leads us to the difficult spot ByteDance is in today. It seems like all they have to do is find a buyer, but it's much, much more difficult than just that. TikTok's moat isn't code, it's users. With AI, cloning the app takes just 30 minutes. That's why it's important to spend more time building a user base than building an app. Which brings us to today's sponsor, Emergent. Emergent is one of the fastest growing AI startups in the world. In under 2 months, they hit $10 million in annual recurring revenue. And once you see what they can do, you'll understand why. With Emergent, you can create full mobile apps, web apps, and even Chrome extensions all from a single prompt. No coding, no waiting on developers. Most ideas die before they even start, because building the first version is slow and expensive. Emergent kills that barrier. You just describe what you want, and Emergent instantly gives you a working product. Personal finance tracker? Done. Study flashcard app? Easy. A full scheduling app with reminders and payments? You have it before your coffee gets cold. And for technical folk, Emergent's pro mode takes things further. You can build custom AI agents tailored to your workflow, like an investment analyzer, where one agent manages 4 sub-agents to analyze your goals and provide a personalized investment plan. It's like ChatGPT, but trained for you and your projects. This is why Emergent has grown at breakneck speed. $10 million in ARR in 2 months. 800,000 apps built, 700,000 builders, turning ideas into products overnight. So if you've got a startup idea, side project, or workflow you've been putting off, stop waiting. Build your first mobile app in minutes with Emergent. Click the link in the description and try it now and see what you can create today. Thank you to Emergent for supporting our videos. ByteDance is in a strange spot. Revenue is growing, they have over 150,000 employees and are valued over $300 billion, potentially even as high as $400 billion. But investors can't cash out. They can't launch an IPO, and their prized asset, TikTok, is in limbo, especially with the change in US administration. Trump has delayed the ban of TikTok 3 times now with executive orders. First 75 days, then another 75 days, then 90 days, pushing it from January all the way to September. Selling TikTok is still very much the plan for the US. So why can't ByteDance just sell off TikTok? Well, Beijing won't let them. Back in 2020, China added recommendation algorithms to its export control list, aka ByteDance Advanced Algorithm. So ByteDance can't legally sell TikTok with the full algorithm without Beijing's explicit approval. ByteDance also has an internal CCP committee. The company's vice president, Zhang Fuping, is also the company's CCP committee secretary. According to one report, ByteDance has to transmit the correct political direction, public opinion guidance, and value orientation into every business and product line. Beijing also holds something called the golden share in ByteDance's subsidiary, Beijing ByteDance Technology, which they bought in 2021. They own just 1% of the company, but it has special rights, a board seat, veto power over major decisions, and special influence over leadership. To be fair, this doesn't just apply to ByteDance, but all big companies in China. In 2017, the China cybersecurity law was passed, which requires data generated in China to be stored within the country. The law also came with stricter regulations and more audits by the Chinese government. They get the final say. Both the US and China see TikTok as a geopolitical asset, and a dangerous one for either side to control. The US says ByteDance needs to sell their biggest asset, but Beijing has made that nearly impossible. So, what does ByteDance do? For the past few months, ByteDance has been building something called M2, something that might change the entire social media landscape. Back in China, their local version of TikTok is called Douyin. It's very similar, but you can't access it unless you're inside China, and it has subtle changes to the algorithm. They're taking the same approach with a new app, M2, but for the US. A standalone TikTok operating on a separate algorithm and data system from its global app. This is likely the TikTok they'll sell, and this is huge. Users from outside the US will not find the American version in their app store. TikTok, the most downloaded app on Earth will now have not one, not two, but three different ecosystems, three versions of TikTok, a breakup of the global internet. The magic of TikTok is the giant shared algorithm. Trends or sounds can go viral in a matter of hours. With M2 though, US content won't go viral in Europe or Asia, and vice versa. Also, 80% of TikTok's revenue comes from the US, so even if ByteDance keeps an international TikTok, it'll be a shell of its former self. And even if ByteDance can sell this new US TikTok, there's still one big hurdle. How are they going to transfer data and code to a US-based TikTok? Recommendation algorithms are on China's export control list and treats this as sensitive tech. The People's Republic of China could just block this, making all this effort worthless. The solution? It seems like ByteDance isn't just copy-pasting the algorithm, and instead is doing something a bit different. But this also upset their home government. And that brings us back to ByteDance's same problem. They're worth hundreds of billions, yet without an IPO, they can't give investors a return. Is that massive figure overvalued? Actually, no. The TikTok ban sounds doom and gloom for ByteDance, and it is a big problem for sure, but maybe not as big as we might have thought. ByteDance's revenue in 2024 was $155 billion, a 29% jump year over year. How much of that do you think comes from TikTok? Not Douyin, but just TikTok. 80%? 70%? Well, it's actually just 25% at $39 billion. That number is growing fast, sure, but it also loses billions of dollars a year. This is why ByteDance previously said that they'd rather shut down TikTok than sell it, because it doesn't even make money. TikTok is huge, yet only a small part of ByteDance, which reveals what's really going on.
ByteDance, you know, TikTok US, is a very small part of the overall business. It is an exciting part of the story for sure, but relative, you know, it's not profitable, and just relative to the overall size, it's a very small part.
Okay. The vast majority of ByteDance's revenue still comes from China, from Douyin, Taotiao, and their other apps, an estimated $116 billion. But the TikTok gridlock has halted its IPO plans. Going public would drag the fight into the open, which ByteDance and especially Beijing don't want. US regulators and lawmakers would have a field day, so ByteDance is kind of just giving up. They're skipping the IPO altogether. ByteDance has quietly accepted that staying private might be less of a pause and instead, the new normal. They're rebuying shares from employees and investors at $189 a share. Most companies do this now and again, but ByteDance is doing this twice a year. This lifts the company valuation, at least the implied valuation, and it gives investors and employees an exit and a payday without a public IPO. It shows everyone that ByteDance is making good money instead of just being an overvalued tech giant, which attracts even more investors. A regular, consistent opportunity for people to sell their shares adds nice predictability for them. They don't have to wait indefinitely for a big cash out. It's definitely not the same as daily trading on the NASDAQ, but it's still a good solution. It's a DIY IPO. It tells everyone that ByteDance is confident, profitable, and not going anywhere, even if TikTok shuts down. If TikTok ever escapes the US-China trade war, ByteDance will likely do an IPO. But for now, ByteDance has simply accepted its fate and has formed a middle ground. Another Chinese giant that's having a hard time is Temu, who burned billions to capture the market, but they can't seem to retain any users. Check out this video to learn more, but until then, I'm Hari, and I'll see you guys on the next one.